And it, if you have a large discharging sore, that would be called a...
boil.
Yeah, and what's in a boil?
Corn.
Yeah,
corruption.
And then the other...
corruption.
Yeah, and then if a person is shot by with a revolver, you'd say he suffered a bullet
wound.
And if a wound doesn't heal just right, you might get some stuff around there. You call that
gangrene.
Yeah. Well, this, I don't mean that. This is something that has to be taken out with. So they used to burn it out with alum sometimes. Wow. Happens to horses sometimes too. If a horse gets scratched,
that's all.
And it. Certain kind of flesh.
Proud flesh.
Yeah. And then something you might put on an infection, or something that isn't infected yet, and you want to make sure it doesn't get infected. Kind of brown liquid.
Iodine.
Yeah. And if a person, you say, he was alive yesterday, but last night he...
died.
Yeah. And now, if you didn't want to say that in the presence of the family, you know, you might say he... we were so sorry that he
passed away.
Yeah, and you'd say that man passed away a week ago, but we still don't know what he died
of.
And would you say the whole thing? He, yeah. We don't know what he.
He died, passed away about a week ago, but we don't know what he died of.
Sure, and the place where a body is buried is a.
Cemetery.
And
or
the
grave.
And or what?
Grave.
Yeah. And then the old fashioned years ago they'd make the boxes they'd make.
Coffin.
Yeah, and now the more modern ones, are they called the same thing?
Casket.
And if the ceremony is called when a person dies is a
funeral.
And if the family's all in black, you'd say they're in
mourning.
And if someone's troubled about something, you say, everything will be all right. Don't
worry.
Sure. And if you have pains in your wrists and elbows and shoulders, you say, I have pains in the joints.
You might
call that a bad case of, when you have those pains in the joints.
Rheumatism.
Sure. And this is a disease that took the lives of a lot of children when you were a child. The terrible epidemics of
diphtheria.
Yeah, and then a disease that causes a yellowing of the skin.
Pneumojaundice.
Yeah, and a person gets a pain down in his right side, you say he's having an attack of
appendicitis.
All right, and a person can't keep food down, you say he
indigent.
He what?
Has indigestion.
Yeah, or if he can't, and then he. The food comes up, you say he
vomit.
Yeah, and then any crude ways of saying that.
Filled it up.
Okay, and he was sick.
The stomach.
Yeah, would you say the whole thing though? You'd say he was sick. He is sick.
He is sick in the stomach.
All right, and if a young man is seeing a lot of a girl before they're married, you'd say he is. When they're going out, you know, you'd say, I can still remember when I was my wife, you know, before we were married. I can still remember when I was
Gordon.
Sure. And she was your
sweetheart. And,
all right.
Girlfriend.
And you were her
boyfriend.
Okay. And then if a woman decides she doesn't want to marry a man. She might say they were all
turned him down.
Okay, but then if not, they went ahead and got